It wouldn't be Friday without a catch-up with Dennis Stewart for Little Health Naturally, the man that can pretty much take you everywhere from the outskirts of pop culture to early European philosophy. But today, Dennis, you reckon that the Hunter is missing out on a, let's call it a business opportunity. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mac. Nice to talk to you again, my dear friend.
Always a pleasure.
As a long-term resident of this magnificent part of the world, I know a fair bit about the Hunter, and what I've noticed is at present, if listeners haven't been to the Hunter, by the way, get up there and look at the budding of the vines at present. It is magnificent. But the Hunter is also, as you know, Mark, renowned increasingly for its production of olives.
Yes, very
and,
much so.
Olive groves are everywhere, whereas years and years ago, it wasn't a popular crop. But we're well known in the Hunter now for the production of our olive products and our olive oil. But one thing that puzzles me is why, at this stage, as far as I'm aware, there is no industry in the Hunter harvesting or utilising the leaf of the olive tree. This puzzles me. And you might say, well, people grow olives or growers grow olives to produce the olive oil, but listeners may not understand that the leaf of the olive tree has long been known to have some significant immunosupportive characteristics. It goes right back to the 1900s when it was discovered that the leaf of the olive tree could be used effectively in combating infections, viral and bacterial. Now, in modern times, that has been supported and elucidated to the extent that now we see olive leaf preparations in our pharmacies and health food stores, but generally speaking, products made outside the Hunter Valley. And these products are being seen and promoted and being used and dispensed by practitioners such as myself to essentially build up resistance to particularly viral infections, but also to help overcome other infections that are chronic and recurring. And it puzzles me that yet at this stage of the Hunter, as far as I'm aware,
sure,
there is no significant appreciation of the potential of the olive leaf to turn the growing of that tree into another value-adding potential. So I'm hoping something will be done by that.
Dennis, are there parts of the world that really do have latched onto this particular opportunity?
Oh, yeah.
And whereabouts are they at?
Well, it's very, very well known in European countries. It's long been used in Europe, not only for immunosupportive properties, but also for some useful cardiovascular properties as well. But in Australia, as in most English-speaking countries, we've depended upon herbs like echinacea as a primary representative of a herb that can be useful in supporting the immune system response to varying viruses and bacterial infections. Only now, as we take on board increasingly the European contribution to traditional medicine, do we start to see many European herbs creeping more and more into the Anglo system of herbal medicine that's been dominant here. So you would have heard me, Mark, talk about the writings of the great German medical practitioner and herbalist, Dr. Rudolf Weiss.
Oh, many times,
well,
yes.
Many times. Great, great work, by the way. Magnificent text. Well, in that book, he has a very, very good exposition on the possibilities of the olive leaf, emphasising what I'm saying, that it's been well known on the continent as an agent with multiple benefits, some of which spill over to useful antiviral and antibacterial and immunostimulatory roles. So it's understandable, perhaps, that we've been a little bit slow in the Hunter to pick up on it. There are other parts of Australia now where olive leaf extract is being manufactured and very successfully. So I'm throwing it out there today to my good friends, whom I know very well in the Hunter. I know the area very well, to think about seeing their olive grove, not just a producer of good olive oil, as it certainly is, but to see the leaf of the olive tree being a potential value-adding product to the olive grove products.
And who knows, Dennis, with everybody really looking for anything they can in the immune space where we can look after our immune system, that's the way to say it. Who knows, something might come of it. And if nothing does, I think we'll go into business as property developers. You and I'll create a new suburb. You ready for the name? You ready?
Yes, what is it?
Olive Grove Estate. Sounds a wonderful place to live, yeah?
Isn't that lovely? And it has to be in the Hunter. Because there's no other place like it. But let me just say this. If listeners have not been to the Hunter in recent times, this is one of the best times you'll ever see it. I've been living up there for many years now, and I've never seen a spring like it. The vines are budding. The whole area is nice and green. It is one of the most magnificent spectacles to see, and it is literally only 3/4 of an hour from Newcastle.
All right, there he is, a naturopath, Dennis Stewart, who, by the way, starts in his new job as heading up the Hunter Valley Wine Country Tourism Board on Monday morning. Dennis.
How'd you guess?
As always, a pleasure, mate. Look forward to actually seeing you as well as hearing you very shortly. Have a great day.
Oh, you'll be surprised. Thank you, Mark. Bye-bye, man.
There he is, Dennis Stewart, with the olive grove or olive leaf tree extract today.